Hello and happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday. Thanks for tuning into Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. I'm your host, Marty Jalove. We're coming at you every single Monday night at 7 o'clock right here on WRLR 98.3 FM. What we're talking about on Bacon Bits is your job, your career, your vision made clear, the skills that you'll hone for the business that you own, the ups, the downs, the smiles and frowns, where you're at and where you're bound. I'm on the quest to bring you the industry best, and today I have some super incredible guests. Today I'm so excited because the studio is absolutely full. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. There's a bunch more people in the green room. Today we're talking about the young or some of the young crew and cast of the Lake Zurich High School musical, The Sound of Music. So this is I'm very excited about this. And those of you who tune in and listen to me on a regular basis know it's very difficult for me to shut up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on like all of these mics. This is incredible. I've never had all the mics on before. So we're going to test this out to see what this is like. I want you guys to take a turn. I'm turning on all these mics. This actually is exhausting. All right. I'm going to be switching the cameras around because we're live on YouTube as well as on Twitch and all over the place. So there's probably hundreds of thousands of people listening right now. So I don't want anyone to be nervous. This is all right. And this is good. You're all laughing. I can hear you guys. So what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to switch in the cameras every once in a while. So you might see yourself on camera and I want you to introduce yourself. Let's just start going in a circle. Who do we have over here?
Hello. I am Joey Richards. I play Rolf in The Sound of Music and I'm also one of the choreographers.
All right, excellent. Everyone, when you're talking, Rolf is, you know, he really has got a big voice so we can hear him okay, but I want you to make sure you get really close to the microphone. Don't be afraid of the microphone. The microphones don't bite that much. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Kyla Dupuy, and I am the student costumer for The Sound of Music.
Okay, excellent. Let's see if I can figure this out, if I'm getting the right people. Look at you guys. Oh, perfect. We're working our way around. Speak into the mic. Tell us who you are.
I'm Arya Patel, and I work in the crew for Sound of Music.
Excellent.
I'm Kate Kohani. I also work in the crew for Sound of Music.
All right, we're gonna see if we can get anybody else in here. Let me see. We only have so many cameras. I don't know. What do we see here right now? Now we're kind of seeing everyone. So you guys might have to huddle around because there's no camera. There's only one big camera for the whole room.
Is it that camera?
It might be that camera. Yes, exactly. There you go. So who do we have? Just keep introducing yourself. Let's go all the way around.
My name's Anna Roscoe, and I play Liesl in the show.
You really do a good job on the microphone. I heard you perfectly. Keep going.
Hi, my name is Matthew Angelaccio, and I play Captain Von Trapp, and I'm also one of the student vocal directors.
Excellent. You can tell you two are on the stage. I can hear you. Those thunderous voices, you know. Go ahead.
My name's Kira Kina, and I play Maria in The Sound of Music.
Very good. And, of course, last but not least.
I'm Lauren Givens. I'm the house manager and part of the PR team.
Excellent. All right. So give yourself a warm round of applause. All right. So before we get into the meat of this, and I really mean the meat because this show is all about bacon. Before we get into the meat of this, I want to know a little something about the show. Like, when is the show? When is it happening? How do we get tickets? Why should they see us? So just somebody raise their hand. Who would like to really do the infomercial? Wow. Everyone's pointing at Lauren. There you go, Lauren.
Our show opens this month, which is so crazy.
Yes.
This month on Sunday the 21st. And that is our first show. But then we will be opening again on the 25th. So no shows the 22nd through 24th. But
are those Saturdays, Sundays, Fridays?
Okay. So yeah. Sunday the 21st.
Yes.
Thursday the 25th. At 7 p.m. Friday the 26th at 7 p.m. Saturday the 27th.
Oh, someone's coming in with paperwork. Nice.
Where was I?
You're in the studio.
Saturday the 27th at 7 p.m. and Sunday the 28th at 2 p.m.
Excellent. So it's a lot. So how many shows is that total?
Yeah, that is five shows.
That's a lot of shows. All right, so although you did that, I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that's me.
At lz95.org/PAC. Again, that is lz95.org/PAC.
Wow, excellent. I was going to ask for that. That's tremendous. Okay. All right. So I know all of you here are avid listeners to the show, Bacon Bits with Master Happiness, right? And yes, exactly. Thank you. Thank you for lying. So what we end up doing here is we attack everything with bacon. We realize that whatever bacon touches makes it just a little bit better. But when it comes to the show, we're not talking about the bacon for chewing. We're talking about
the bacon for doing.
That's right. There we go. Nice job. Thank you, Lauren. All right. So what we use is the acronym BACON. And this is we use as an outline for what we're going to talk about today. But I also can't, concentrate for very long. So I'm not afraid of tangents. If you want to talk about something special, go ahead. Feel free. And don't be insulted if I cut you off, because I will do that, too. So the BACON for today is this. B stands for the backstage choreography. The mess, the chaos that goes behind the scenes, the dance that has to happen behind the scenes while the play or the musical is going on. A stands for the audio and visual wonders. C is for costuming, the fabric of characters. O is for the orchestra, the unseen music makers. So I know some of you are singers, right? And I know we've got one dancer here who's dying to do a 45-minute solo dance, right? So we're going to have to adjust the camera. That is O for the orchestra. And N is, of course, the never a dull moment in props. All right? So with that, let's just jump right into this is the backstage. So how many people here are backstage people? So you could raise your hand higher. You know, there's computers in front of me. I barely see you. All right, so four of you. Half of you are backstage people. So tell me, let's start over here because otherwise Lauren's going to steal the whole show. Tell me a little bit about what do you do backstage?
So for backstage, before the show, we are prepping all of the costumes. We're cutting and sewing all the costumes, finding...
Wait, during the show? Right before the show?
Like before, yeah. I mean, Okay. Sometimes if actors lose it. But Okay. Otherwise, we are backstage doing...
those actors. Yeah, go ahead.
We're backstage doing quick changes during the show, which can be like anywhere from like 5 to 25 second quick changes.
Okay. All right. Who else? Go ahead. Tech people. Tell me what else is going on. I'm trying to switch the cameras on you too. Go ahead. Don't be shy.
Okay.
I know you're like, this is why I did tech. I don't want to be in front of a microphone. Okay.
Some of tech does happen backstage, like the set changes and the props. So like moving sets on and off the stage and arranging them backstage in the wings and like taking care of all the props and making sure they get in the right places and get off the right sides. But there's also tech happening out in the house, like there's sound, which is in the seats, and there's lighting in the booth and spotlights.
And all wow. That. So let me ask you really quick, compared to other plays and musicals, how many sets? Is it a lot more for this? Is it less? Are you cheating just using one drop? What?
This show, it's a relatively stationary set, so we have one main house that changes from the interior of the mansion to the exterior of the mansion, so that's like okay. A 20-something foot thing that goes on and off stage, and then we have a couple smaller set pieces to signify different places, so we will have a room that doubles as Maria's bedroom, and then as the office of the Abbey, and then we will have... like the garden that they hide in, and then the garden that they do 16 going on 17 in. So okay. Yeah, we kind of figure out a lot of things along the way. But
wait. You figure out things along, like during the play, you're actually figuring things out?
No,
ahead of time. All right. I was like, sometimes. Wow, I'm impressed. Yes.
Ideally, we will have, we work on our main set piece, and then, sometimes during the show, or not during the show, but like during the process of the show, yeah. Things will get added and we'll, hey, we need like a staircase here, or hey, we need a chair that she can sit on. So, you know.
Neat. Right.
Stuff like that.
About what, how much, what's the percentage of things that are being reused that you might see from another play, or are they just torn apart and rebuilt?
So majority of our stuff is torn apart and rebuilt. Storage is expensive in theater. And
yes.
So we have what we call under the field house that all of our stuff gets thrown in. But it's everything's rebuilt, so all of our walls are getting rebuilt basically. All of our flats, stuff like that. Stairs, we keep treads, but everything, like, we rebuild stairs because a lot of things are custom to the set.
Okay.
That we need to make. But all furniture, essentially, furniture we reuse, but everything else is built fresh for the show.
Gotcha. And now we're going all the way back to Lauren here. Lauren, tell us what else are they missing? I mean, these girls, they covered quite a bit.
Yeah,
so you're the last one to speak, so you've got it the toughest.
The PR team, headed by the wonderful Mrs. Malin and the green.
Nice, yes.
There are usually around 10 people on PR, and we start...
10 of you in PR?
Maybe,
really?
Maybe 15.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You know what, Lauren? If you move in a little, this camera might catch you. Okay. There you go. There you go. I see you. All right, excellent.
We start usually about 2 months before the show.
Okay.
All our roles assigned, like who's going to make the poster, who's going to run the social media. So we are all meeting every week and working outside of that time of the week, getting posters hung up all around town, advertising on all types of social media.
Okay.
And just trying to spread the word as much as we can. And during the show, like during the actual show, we are working, selling concessions and flowers and being the ushers, but most of it, 99% of it, yes, is the months before the show.
Wow, wow. So you guys are really what I'm going to consider the unsung heroes. You're the ones that nobody really sees what's going on, and we take it for granted. The only time we see it is when there's a mistake, right?
Yeah.
When okay, so, you know, being the unsung heroes, I'm going to give you a little bit of time. I want the four of you to sing.
Oh, no,
that's okay. That's all right. I just did that to see your faces. No, it was all right. It was good. All right. So really quick, I want to go back around, and we're going to get to everybody else, but, you know, because we've got the entire show. But we'll go start with you again, Lauren. Coming back is, what do you think you're going to do a career-wise future in your life? Where do you look at, and what do you think you're learning in theater that can help you with your career in the future?
Okay, I want to go to culinary school to become a chef. I'm not sure entirely what career, maybe personal chef, maybe even opening a restaurant, but even in either of those, I know I will 100% use these skills, the advertising of it all,
sure, and
spreading my business, getting people to want me to cook for them, yes, instead of anyone else.
Well, we want you here to be the personal chef for WRLR, you know, the life. Yeah, well, you know, we'll discuss that later.
Yeah, so, and just being able to talk to people is really important.
Sure.
And a lot of people don't know how to do that.
Yes.
Being in PR, we have to reach out to radio stations and news stations.
Okay.
To try and advertise our show. And that just really helps being able to talk to people in real life.
I agree with you. Communication is such a big skill. This is really important. And I like this because sometimes what we do is when we join something like the theater group, we forget about those core things, those core lessons we're learning, life lessons, that we're actually doing something. So the other three, what do you want to do? A future career? What do you think? I'm gonna put the cameras on you, young ladies. What's your future career? And what do you think you've done here in a drama that might help you in your future career?
Okay, so me personally, I'm thinking pre-PA. I want to be a physician's assistant or something with nursing, but I also want to minor in technical theater, so I will continue with that.
Okay.
But I have learned a lot of leadership skills about leading crews backstage,
nice,
dealing with things like that, you know, a lot of thinking on the fly and problem solving. Things don't go well all the time in tech, and you've got to learn how to roll with the punches, and yeah.
Okay, cool. Keep going.
I want to do something like engineering or like STEM related, and I feel like crew has really taught me like how to work myself like to the top and earn my like place somewhere, and also like again what Kate said, like management skills and learning how to work with different people in different groups is
very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. One more. Let's hear.
I'm looking into going into history, so like archaeology and things like that. Not really sure career-wise, but definitely using like skills like Kate and Arya said about management and learning how to think on the fly and see things from a new perspective.
Okay. All right, cool. So you're probably really good at like hiding all those stairs and the costumes underneath and hiding them around the school so that you have to like an archaeological dig for the next musical, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Especially in the costume closet. It is just jammed packed with costumes.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, this is really cool. All right, so this has been B. This is the backstage choreography, what goes on behind the stage. But I'm seeing the other four of you are like sitting here going, what are we here for? We haven't had a chance to talk. So the next one is going to be A, audio and visual wonders. Okay, this whole idea of lights and sound. We've been talking about this a little bit. So tell me again. So you're in choreography, right? All right, and back here, you guys are just actors, right? Okay. No, there's who's in costumes? Who's There you go. I'm sorry. Yeah, and you know what? You just said that too. And
vocal.
Thank you. All right. So this is good. Let's just talk a little bit about audio visual. I'm going to spin this around. You know what? I'm going to need you to come over here because we don't have a camera directly on you. You can stand right there, lean into them. Perfect. Let me actually turn that on. So we can good. We can see your whole body, not your head. Okay, so just squat down a little bit. Oh, there you go. Nice. There we go. Now the world knows who we're talking about. So tell us a little bit about the world of audio and visual wonders. And if you don't, just make up something. You're an actor.
So I'm one of two vocal directors. We have another student that's also working with me. And we
have a really good voice for that.
Thank you. And we have been put in charge of mainly working with the kiddos that we have on stage with us. And it's been really fun. And we're just working with them on confidence is a big thing, just to make sure that they're feeling good about what they're doing. And it's just been a lot of fun learning it together. And there's a lot of socialization with the other friends and being the captain as well. You know, sure. It's fun to help to teach my onstage kiddos as well. So we work a lot on how things are going to come off on stage, and we need to make sure that everyone's confident in the rehearsal room so that when we get on stage and everyone's mic'd, everyone still knows what they're doing.
Excellent. So when you say kiddos, like, what's the youngest? What's the age range? And I like how you're trying. I'm just saying, I like how you're trying to squat down, and it's funny because all we get is your chin. That's good. All right, excellent.
So youngest are in third grade.
Nice.
Yes. And then everyone's up from there. And okay. This is a senior. It's a senior in high school.
That's excellent. All right. So tell me a little bit about what do you picture in your future? What's your future career, your future ideas, your plans, and how does this fit in with that?
So I'm actually auditioning for schools for musical theater.
Nice.
So finally all done with all of that. So I've been hearing back from everybody. And so I've heard my responses now. And so now it's just, you know, deciding where the best place for me to go is. And I'm looking at not just acting in musical theater, but also some film maybe, and maybe some playwriting and some musical writing. I'm kind of interested in that and some songwriting as well. Right. So I'm definitely taking all these skills right with me.
Okay, so everything that you're doing here in the play and the musical and stuff, because I've seen you plenty of times on the stage, right? How many plays or musicals have you been in?
I don't know. Many. Count. It's a
lot. Wow. Okay, all right.
Something like that.
So this is the performing. You haven't really written anything, except maybe you do some... You do choreography. I'm sorry. So what have you done that you've been able to put your own personal spin on this?
On this, it's really from an acting perspective, because especially with a role like Captain Von Trapp, it's a very iconic role, and everyone pictures Christopher Plummer in the role. So it's putting your own spin on that character and finding all those ideas and all those acting choices on my own and not just copying someone else and just putting my own spin on it.
Good job. All right. Excellent job. All right, I'm going to go to, now so far we've done B, which is backstage choreography. A is the audio and visual wonders. All right, and so we can touch on the visual wonders. Anyone want to add something to how the sets are designed, what they look like? Anyone want to add anything to that? Something special, maybe new techniques that you've learned to do something special? I see you're grabbing the mic. You're dying to say something.
I can go on set design.
Okay, go for it.
So our sets are mainly designed for musicals by our technical director, Marcel Graham. He does a wonderful job. So that's designed in majority. This one we have done Sound of Music at Lake Zurich before, so we are taking major inspiration from that, but adding our own personal twist on this year.
Okay.
So we have.
Wait, I'm going to ask you, what's your personal twist, or is this like a secret? Or we have to go to the theater.
I'm going to have to say, come see the show, and you'll see.
Right, I like that. That's
truly
good.
Cannot describe how cool the set is.
All right, nice. I love it. Okay.
There's a lot of cool like design elements, the just personal flair that we like to add. One thing that we've added this year is like set debrief. So we all go over like, you know, this is what we're building this for. So, you know, we need this wall here and this is like what it needs to have, because those things we really have to think ahead about of, like this set needs to be here and it needs to have this purpose. So,
okay. Do you do it? Tell me a little bit something about the like markings on the floor or how you hide sets, how do you organize the whole thing in order to make it happen?
Like, are you talking about like running the show or?
Yes, running the show. Yeah.
So running the show, we use spike tape, a lot of tape. So you take the corners and you take a piece of tape and like do two opposite corners. And so you have, if you're really organized and managed, your assistant stage managers on each side will have spike tape on the floor, so you have different colors usually for different scenes, and then within those scenes you can do different designs on the floor. So what we do is like, oh, pink is the Von Trapp like interior, like the house interior, and then orange will be the exterior, and then let's say on the exterior we need 4 flower pots, then we'll have orange like stripes for the flower pots that need to go on the Von Trapp exterior, and that's all written down in an ASM script during the show. And so during the show they'll have assigned their crew to this, you should stay on this corner, so you know Aria's on this corner of this and Kate's on this corner of this, we're moving it together.
Very cool. You know what? Before jumping into C, which is going to be about costumes, because then it's going to be all about you. What I want to do is I want to make sure that we get a chance to hear from everybody else. So what I'd like to do is, if you want to be on camera, you're going to have to move like over here or all the way around here. So I'd like to hear from the actresses and actors, anyone like that, to tell me a little bit about what it takes to prepare for this, what's involved in it, what... because there's a lot of singing in this, as well as acting and dancing. So who would like to speak? I have got just a blank area over here. So what I'm going to end up doing is putting the camera back on you. So Rolf, you're first.
Oh, okay.
All right, so jump into it.
All right.
No, you're the only one staying on camera. Everyone else is like, it's funny because I asked for the actors and the actors are all hiding. Okay.
Sorry. Well, there's a lot that goes into preparing a show. Besides all the technical costume PR elements, we are in rehearsal pretty much every single day.
Really?
Okay.
It depends on the role you have and all of that, but we have a rehearsal schedule comes out every week. And by column, there's like choreography, blocking, music. So lots of times we have a lot of different people in different places at once.
Okay.
So we'll have the whole nun ensemble will be in the choir room singing, and we'll have the Von Trapp kids singing with Matt and Jack, our student vocal directors. And then we'll have the party attendees with myself and Elena, our other student choreographer.
Okay.
And the beautiful Denise Zavala in the drama room dancing and working on that. And so there'll just be a lot of people in different places at once, doing a million different things.
Let me ask you a question. So you're one of the choreographers, correct?
Yeah.
So do you sometimes tell these people in sets, hey, I need you to move, I need more room. You know, we're going to move those sets further back, move those out of the way or something like that. Go ahead. You can be free and honest.
Well, with our, with this show especially, I was student director for Elf back in the fall.
It was great. I loved that one. Thank you so much.
But being a student in a student leadership position like this, there is a lot of, we collaborate a lot with the directors, and they give
okay.
us a lot of personal say and a lot of artistic freedom.
Right, right.
So like say 16 Going on 17 is one of the
sure.
major dance pieces that I took on. I essentially got to, and I had a big say in what was gonna be on stage and how that scene was gonna look and what room we needed.
Neat.
And so it is really, we are all able to collaborate really well, I think.
Oh, you're just making it all sound so beautiful.
Oh, it's amazing. Okay. But compromise and make have all of us have what we want.
All right, so tell me, what have you learned here in doing the acting as well as choreography that you think is going to help you in the future? Like, what do you want to do? What's your career aspirations?
Well, similar to Matt, I am also going into theater.
Nice.
College.
Okay.
I actually just committed to the University of Colorado. I'll be going there for theater. I'm doing a major in, hopefully a BFA, in acting for stage and screen.
So very
more,
nice.
More film focused. But in college, I'll have to take dance classes and vocal classes and all of these skills, as well as they were kind of saying, being able to teach and lead people and come up with my own directions and choreography is something that no matter if I'm in a director role or an acting or backstage role, it's gonna help me.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much. All right, so we've got back over here all the way in the back. And then same thing, I don't know if you can see a camera around there anywhere. because we're seeing you. We're just catching you. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Excellent. Perfect. All right. So tell me, what role are you playing again?
I'm Liesl in the show.
All right. So Liesl, pretend I've never seen the show because I can't remember who Liesl is.
Oh, she's okay. So Matt is my dad.
Oh, yeah. And I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's the oldest daughter.
Gotcha. You're the one who's going to hang out with Rolf. Yes. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Thing going on.
Yeah. Exactly. That's right. Okay. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing. What do you love about it? How did you get into this? Just the mic is yours.
Okay.
Pretend you're talking without a script.
Okay. all right. So my favorite thing about musical theater is like the connections that you get to form with your castmates. So that's why I've like continued to do it over the years, because I think it's just such a fun community to be in. And like, especially in this show, we have like all the younger kids coming in. And I just love like to like bond with them and like ask them how their days are going, because they're still so like young and cute, and it's just like such a good time. And they're so funny and sassy. One of the girls, Desi, she loves to give us some attitude sometimes.
She's gonna love. Now you just gave her a shout out. That's nice. So they stop being young and cute when they're 16, going at 17.
Yes.
See, that was funny. Go ahead. That's so. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what do you want? What's your future? What do you want to do?
I want to go to med school and be an anesthesiologist. So I would say like one thing from theater that I can really take is like confidence in myself.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like a lot of hard decisions. Like there's no like kind of like set in stone, like for each patient, whatever. Anyways, you got to be confident in the decisions you make.
I like it.
Like what you do and what you do. So yeah.
Excellent. Fantastic. And I see somebody squeezing in trying to push you out of the way. Excellent. So there you go. Step up to the mic. Perfect. Perfect. So what role are you playing?
I'm Kira Kina. I'm playing Maria.
Nice. Okay. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about what you love about this, how you got into this, what's your aspirations, everything.
Yeah,
it's all yours.
I have been doing theater since I was a kid, but in high school, I kind of took a break. I was, you know, I got really caught up in school and academics, and I have to say, coming back into this community my junior year was probably the best decision I ever made.
Very neat.
This community is, like, honestly such a family. We are all so kind and supportive of each other. And that's definitely something that I think everybody needs in their life. So right. I would definitely say that.
Very cool. Big shout out for Lake Zurich, right? Lake Zurich is cool. All right. There you go. Okay. And now what do you want to do? What's your next step?
I am actually studying music education and vocal performance in college. So a lot of what we are doing in the show, especially with music and the things I learn like with it and music directing and things that go in and things I pick up from other people, seeing how other people interact with others in the cast is super duper helpful. Also, we've been getting to work with a lot of the kids, and that is a lot, but it's really, really awesome. And they are all so sweet, and they have their own personalities, and it's so cool getting to see them go from when we first met them and they're a little bit more shy around like the older kids, and then all of a sudden they're super comfortable with us. And as Anna was saying, we get to see their personalities. Some of them are really sassy, some of them are really, really sweet. So it's a lot of fun.
I love how all of you are really dwelling a lot on these younger kids, and that's cool.
We love them.
Worked with them today, so
okay. Very cool. So how much more practicing do you have between I say that and everyone's eyes just opened up, right? Because are you guys, you saying you go and practice like every day, just about every day after school, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so it's right up to the end of the month, right?
A little bit, pretty much.
And when we talk about practice, like, what is it? Like, how many hours? How long? Out of school at what time, and then finally leaving at what time?
So at our school, we have office hours until 3:45, so that's 3:40 around there, which is when school pretty much ends.
Okay.
So we go straight from around 3:45 to around 5:45-ish, sometimes 5:30, sometimes 6. So.
Okay. So you're practicing till like 6.
Right after school.
Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You know what? Let's get Captain Von Trapp again. Because I want to hear from you. I really want to hear from you because I want to make you squat. Right. Exactly. There you go. because it looks really uncomfortable to you. All right. So tell me a little bit more about your long-term goals. Yeah, I mean, you talked a little bit, you want to continue with this, but I want to give you the mic again. Share. Speak whatever you like.
Okay,
tell us jokes if you want.
Okay. Well, very similar to Anna, I think that the community is a big part of musical theater, and that's what draws me to it. But also the power that a show has to really move somebody, and especially with some new shows that are coming out, just it's very important for people to go back to the theater and be challenged and learn new ideas and form their own opinions. And so that's definitely something that I want to push, do in my life. And that's kind of a really great platform to push some really good ideas and change people's minds. So that's like the overall goal, and whether that takes the form of me writing my own show or leading a show or even being in the ensemble is such a beautiful, beautiful part of every show. So whatever form it takes, that's the storytelling that really makes it. Cool.
And one of the other reasons I wanted to call you back, you're the first one who's really talked about the other kids and you're the kiddos.
Yeah.
Do you picture working with younger kids like that in the future? Do you think that there might be something in your future?
I do, maybe. I had the opportunity to be a camp counselor last summer at Apache Daycare Camp, and I was one of their performing arts counselors.
Nice.
So it was 2 weeks, and we taught them, we had them do their own show, and it's really awesome to get kids inspired really quickly. So I'm not sure what form that will take in my future, but whether it's leading classes on the side, doing some workshops, I'm definitely going to look at doing that.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Thank you. So now I'm looking at this. And like I said, we go through this BACON, the BACON, right? And so far we did the B, which is the backstage choreography. A is the audiovisual. C is the costuming. O is orchestra. And I realize that there's really nobody here from the orchestra. So do you think we can get some of those people who are out in the green room to come in here momentarily? I would like you guys, somebody here, who would like to introduce them? Because I'd like them to come on in here and let's hear a little something about the orchestra. So who would like to introduce who's coming in? All right, go for it.
All right, so coming in from our green room, we have our head of PR, Mrs. Mullen, and our co-director, Mr. Jukinelis.
Wow, all right, there you go, all right. So,
Mr. J, you need to come over here and squat.
You have to get in there. Yeah, you got to squat in there. Let's see. All right, so you got to, this is, there you go. Oh, there
you go. I'm there.
Perfect. You're there. You could probably, you could tell one of these kids to give you a chair if you really wanted to.
I'm happy to stand. Okay. I'm happy to stand.
You're good. Just so you know, the camera's like the top of your eyes. So there, oh, look at that. Perfect. Okay, so we're talking about orchestra right now, but I would like you two to tell me a little something about. How do you feel about these kids? Are they mediocre? What do you think? They're not so good? What do you think?
These are fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Every single one in this room and the over 100 kids that we have involved in the whole production.
Is that many people?
It's that many. We have...
Wow.
The cast is over 50.
Right. Cast is over 50. We've got a pit band of almost 24.
Sure. 24, 25. Yeah.
Wow.
PR team, a costume team. We've got in our tech team, you have a couple representatives.
Yeah.
But it's not just, it's sound and it's lighting and it's props and it's set building. So there's so much that goes into this. And of course, would you like to talk about the special singers that we have in our show?
Yes. So the Sound of Muse, this is the 20th anniversary of our school's Performing Arts Center.
Oh,
so we wanted to do something that celebrated our school as a beacon of the arts in the community.
Yes.
So within our nun ensemble, we have 16 community music leaders, adults, joining our students as nuns.
All right. Nice. And that'll be at every performance?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be really exciting.
So really feel like we've drawn in the community because we have kids from the elementary schools representing the little kids in the cast. And then we have adults from the community serving in the nun ensemble. So we really love the idea that we're drawing in all of the Legzer community to celebrate our 20th anniversary.
Fantastic. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you guys a moment to give us another little brief. How do we get tickets for the show? When are the shows, etc.? Go for it.
All right.
So Here we go.
The tickets are available at lz95.org/PAC. Or if you go onto any District 95 site, you can find your way there. But again, that's lz95.org/PAC. And we'll also have tickets available at the door while supplies last. Right now, tickets are selling quite quickly, so we recommend you get them sooner rather than later. But if there are any sales available, they will be at the door. The Saturday night performance on April 27th is also going to be interpreted by sign language interpreters.
Wow.
So we're really thrilled to do that. We did that last year for our spring musical and had about 40 members from the deaf and hard of hearing communities come to one of our performances of Frozen last year. So we're so excited to do that, that our sign language club at the high school is helping us fundraise to pay for those interpreters.
Incredible.
And we're doing that again. But again, we have 5 performances. The first one is Sunday, April 21st. And then we have our remaining 4 performances, April 25th through the 28th. So lots of times, days, nights, etc. And we can't wait at lz95.org/PAC for folks to get their tickets and join us at the show.
You know, I have to say that was a lot of high energy, but Lauren was more energetic. I'm just saying. So, what else? What is something else that I need to hear? Like, what? Go ahead.
And you kind of heard it from all of them. Am I on the camera?
Yes.
I think you heard it from all of them.
Yes.
But there really is quite a fine art to the choreography of everything that takes place for the production to go up. Just the schedule alone, making sure that we can get everyone going and everyone in a different room, and the nuns, the children, the costume, everything. There's so much to it. And
go ahead.
I was just going to say, when nobody comments on that at the show means we probably did it well.
Oh, I like that. I like that look. So, you know, going on that, because I like the fact that you brought in that you're saying there's these secret nuns, let's say it, that people people won't know this. Are there any other secrets? Now, a long time ago when I was young, I was in a theater group and we made sure, it's not that funny, Lauren. We made sure that we hid things that the other cast members could see. So are there things, not so much, I don't want you to spoil it for cast members, but are there things like the nuns that people should look out for? Maybe in the sets or something, like there's something very specific, like maybe you tried a little harder and you did something, maybe... an inside joke in the acting or the singing, anything like that. Anything that I don't want to give away too many secrets.
I think Mr. J and I would say we don't know what these kids do.
There's probably a lot of inside jokes that we don't know.
Okay.
Probably for the best.
Okay.
I would say with our costume crew, there's a lot of meaning behind the costumes.
Okay.
If you're familiar with the movie, Maria turns the drapes in her room into costumes.
Yes.
We've had that fabric replicated, so you'll see that directly from the movie.
Very good.
Some of the colors of the costumes indicate where they might lie politically.
That's interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of little Easter eggs like that.
Okay, cool.
I might have an idea for an Easter egg.
Listening in.
A lot of us in this room just got back from our choir trip to Germany and Austria.
Yes.
And while we were in Austria, we went on the Sound of Music tour, where we got to see a couple of the places where they filmed the movie, The Sound of Music. And I think seeing that, for us to see that, it was really, really special. And I think that'll bring in some more inspiration and just maybe have their characters more set in stone for them now, seeing that these actual places that they filmed.
Did you steal anything from like Germany to bring to the set? I mean, you can't. No, I don't want to. No, of course not. Okay.
We did do a scene today where one of the actresses says, "You do your sunset so much better here than Vienna." And we were in both of the towns she's referring to, and we were able to interpret why the sunset would be better in Salzburg than in Vienna.
Okay. You want to tell us? Well,
because you have the backdrop of the Alps.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. So I do want to, Lauren, I want you to finish telling that little bit of a story. So this, and all the listeners out there, I really am encouraging you to go to this musical. I think this is incredible because all of the plays and the musicals happening at Lake Zurich High School have always been over-the-top fantastic. You know, they should be award-winning productions that everyone should go out of their way to see. In fact, what we should do is we should make sure we go out of our way to demand the school put on additional performances. Okay? So that's a personal preference here. But Lauren, I just want you to tell us a little bit, and then people can jump in on this as well, is the idea that before we're going to play it here in Lake Zurich, I mean, you guys went on an international tour. You actually went to the place. This is incredible. How many people went and toured? How many people here? So just about everybody here. So this is cool. So Lauren, tell us a little bit about what's a treasured memory from that trip?
Well, we did do something a little secret, but I can't say.
All right. Good. Let's share that one.
This movie is incredibly special to me, and I'm sure to a lot of the cast and crew. And just, it's so hard to describe. I'm really, it was just so, so special to see where this movie and this incredibly special memory was created for so many people.
Excellent. And right, right.
This show has something for everyone. I think there are so many fans of this show for a reason. It's such a classic. It's a beautiful story. And I know that all my friends will be putting it on so beautifully and doing it so much justice. And being able to go to Austria was just that extra step that will take it to the next level and
sure.
be even more amazing than it was going to be.
So I want to continue this. Tell me, because you went on the trip as well, and I can see you on the camera here. I don't know if you know that you're caught in this okay. one. Perfect. So tell me what you did. Something happen on this trip that inspired you?
Honestly, yes.
Okay. I don't want you to lie. If I wanted a liar, I'd go back to Lauren. Go ahead.
Going into this trip, I was expecting to like Vienna more than I liked Salzburg, just saying, oh, I'm going to have fun wherever I go, but Vienna is what I'm really looking forward to. And that was what I was kind of going into it with, and that was the idea I had, and that I was going to like this place more than the other. But honestly, when we went to Salzburg and seeing so many places where this movie was put together and so many places where like my character is all the time, I see more of just the beauty in all of it. And I think that was honestly my favorite place that we went. And I think that's true for a lot of people. But, you know, we sing The Sound of Music and we say the hills are alive. But when you get there, it is just so gorgeous. And
it's actually our life, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's it. I can attest I was there. But
okay, cool. So who else was on the trip? Right. All right. All the way over here. So let's do that. Perfect. Go for it.
Okay. This is a little bit different of a take on this question, I guess.
Make sure you're right on the mic. Oh, yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Hi. Okay. So I would say Rolf is definitely a complex character. Definitely more complex than a lot of characters that I've played before. You see a lot of change in him throughout the show. He begins as a love interest for Liesl and something to provide an escape from her strict family and love and romance, and it's innocent, and they're both innocent. He's a little bit more wants to be a little bit more mature than her, but as the show goes on, he gets dragged into the Nazi party.
Sure.
And at the end of the show, as we all know from the movie, he's ultimately put in a place where he needs to make a decision if he's going to stick with the Nazis or stick with his love.
Sure, sure.
And while we were in Germany, we were able to visit the Dachau concentration camp.
Yeah.
Which was something like I've never experienced before. It was just being able to be there and see that and see the history and see the barracks and the memorials. It just made me understand all of that that much more. We did the Diary of Anne Frank last year, so I've had a lot of background on that. But just being able to, again, be there and see that just put me in a position where I feel like I'm more educated and can sympathize more with that.
Okay. And are you going to be able to bring that more into your performance?
Hopefully, yes.
Okay, good, good. So I'm going to do a shout out to Rolf because it sounds like this is going to be a deep character. This is somebody I'm going to have to put an extra eye on, put a little more concentration on you. So good for you. I love that you brought up everything you saw there. Okay, I want to bring it back to the to the two who are wearing the t-shirts back there. Okay, and I want to say, tell me a little bit, because you guys were on the trip as well. What did you see in the faces and the eyes of the other kids who were traveling there? What did you see? Like the wonderment, because, you know, I don't know if you've ever been traveling there before, if you've ever seen Germany like that before, but I'm assuming that sometime in your life you've traveled somewhere, right? So what did you see different? Like, did you see a growing experience? Did you see something in their faces? Share.
Well, yeah. Any time you have an opportunity to travel with students, you are traveling with someone who's been more traveled than you and someone that's never flown on an airplane before.
Oh, okay.
So we just to see the reaction of everybody, it's very special. And we, you know, we go under the guise of choir tour that we're going to sing, but it's so much more than that. It's very much the relationship building and the time spent together and the history. Like it's covering all academic areas, you know, and to be there with them and have them see it and then to bring it back to our own stage. Yes. That's not something we can do with every show.
No,
right?
It'd be wonderful.
Yeah, we can go to Norway and then do Frozen. Yeah. And
that's right.
To be able to do this.
But you went to the North Pole for Elf, right?
Yeah, right. Those are just experiences that there's no way you could create that.
Right, right. So are you looking forward to something? Did you see something that you said, I think this lit a fire, this ignited a spark in them, something we saw in Germany that you're hoping they're going to bring?
I think what Kira said about just being in Salzburg, which is where they live and where the Abbey is and where Captain Von Trapp's home is, to be there and see that and to have gone to the top of the fortress and seen the Alps surrounding you.
Yeah.
On the way into town, we stopped at the Abbey where Maria and the captain were married in the movie. The cathedral, just to see all of that and know that you're going to put it onto your own stage. I do think no one's mentioned this, but I think it's worth pointing out, not necessarily related to the trip.
Yes.
But the movie version and the stage version are not the same.
Ooh,
they are not the same in any way. So I just think it's important to know that.
Right.
When you come to our show, because you bought tickets at LZ95,
/PAC.
when you come to see our show and you're expecting the movie, it is much different. And
Much better. That's what I heard.
The stage version came first and the movie came second. I think the movie became very iconic because of the actors and actresses that were in it. But the stage version did come first and it's a little bit different. So to be able to have been in Salzburg where all of that took place put it on our stage is just really, really special.
Okay.
And can I also say this?
Yes, you can.
This ball started rolling. We, as has been mentioned, like we won the opportunity to perform the first school in Illinois to perform Frozen.
Yes.
Last year, April of 2023. And this Sound of Music ball started rolling in September of 2022. And I don't know how many people know, but like, to be able to pick this show for this anniversary and then go to Austria and like just to see it all come to fruition. I mean, I almost want to say it's overwhelming at this point to see how far we've come and how close we are. So,
well, I can imagine that, you know, a lot of you have worked on many plays, many musicals and that, and you're building the sets and maybe you've seen the movie and it's kind of all pretend. And then to actually go on the trip and you go, these things actually exist. Here, I'm painting a picture of this, but it actually exists. This is not all make-believe. This is what's incredible. It's got to be crazy. It looks like somebody else is going to add into this for sure.
Well, I was just going to say, Mr. J did a tremendous job planning this amazing trip for so many students. And I think everyone who went got so much out of it. I will say, I'm sure in his mind, long before September of 2022, he was planning the idea of being able to do this. But how wonderful that the kids and the adults got to experience this. And I will say one other fun thing that we got to do, our costumer, Miss Patty, along with Kyla and the other costumers, put together several costumes that some of our leads got to take. So Ralph And Maria and the captain and Liesl all got to wear their costumes in Salzburg.
Wow.
And we took some fabulous pictures of those. So you'll be seeing those on our various social media sites. But, I mean, our costumers did such an amazing job. And when we were in Salzburg, we'd see shops selling costumes that look just like the costumes our costume team made.
That's
so
nice.
Really fun to know
that. That is
like
very cool.
Mr. J said, we've got some authentic sets, authentic costumes that are just going to make the show come alive on stage, in addition to our amazing actors and singers and dancers and everything else.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So I want you guys to all give yourself a big round of applause. You know, really. You know what? Because your winners already, I am really looking forward to this. And you know what? I have a favor to ask, and you know, I really want you to do this for me because we still have a few minutes left. Is there any chance, I know that you're not all singers, but is there any chance that we can break into some song? What do you think? You know, some of I hear this all, what do you think? But I look at this this guy over here. He's dying to sing. I don't need them. I'll sing by myself. What do you think? Is there any chance? Does anyone know any of the songs from the play? And everyone's gotten really close.
You think you could sing a little snippet of Edelweiss, and you could sing a little Sound of Music, Lonely Goat Herd, and you could sing 16 going
just
in
something,
17.
Just something. You know, give it to our listeners, this little tidbit of what they're looking forward to. I mean, you can't exactly act it out. And you know what? If you really want the people in tech in that, they will pretend they're trees and they'll stand behind you. All right. Who wants to be an elf? Okay. All right.
Why don't we have Joey and Kira?
Yeah, come on over here. Yeah.
Because you're on the Prime Video.
Right. Perfect. I'm gonna see. I love this. This is what it's great about why you produce your own show. So you can do this. And this is again. There you go. Nice. You want chairs? You want to sit down? Because you got to squat down. Yeah. Give him a chair. This is gonna be exciting. Wow. Can we get any louder? Remember, this is radio, so somebody just keep
talking. While we're sitting up, we'll remind you that tickets are available at lz95.org/PAC, and the show opens April 21st.
You should be in PR. Okay. All right, there we go. Nice. All right, we're set. Let's take it away. The mics are yours.
Oh.
Does one of you, don't you have to do that?
Oh, do you need a picture?
Yeah, need a picture. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, the show opens the 21st at 2 p.m. And then the 25th through the 28th, usually at 6, 7, or 2 p.m.
Wonderful.
And you can get tickets at lz95.org/PAC.
Did you say it's lz, dot org? Wait, lz...
lz95.org.
Yes.
/PAC.
Gotcha. Excellent. I'll never forget that. All right. Take it away.
And the performance is...
See, Lauren knows there should be no dead air on the radio. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
You wait, little girl, on an empty stage for fate to turn the light on. Your life, little girl, is an empty page that men will want to write on.
To write on.
You are 16, going on 17. Baby, it's time to think. Better beware, be canny and careful. Baby, you're on the brink. You are 16, going on 17, fellas will fall in line. Eager young lads in roués and cads will offer you food and wine.
Wow. Just absolutely incredible. I'm sitting here going, as soon as you start, I'm like, oh, that's right. We don't have any music. You rocked it. That was incredible. If I didn't want to go to the play already, now I'm in there. So who else is singing? Someone, we need somebody else. Anyone else? You ready? Oh, there we go. See, I knew the captain would not sit in the sidelines.
Maybe sitting here
now? Sure. Look at that. Now they can see the rest of you.
Just picture him holding a guitar.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah. Okay.
Edelweiss, every morning you greet me, small and white, stage, clean and bright. You look happy to meet me, blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever.
Wow. On the charts. It's absolutely tremendous. Tremendous. I think we're, I don't know, did anyone else want to sing? Yeah, come on. We got time for a little bit more. This is incredible. Thank you so much. If we don't sell out the musical, I don't know. You know, because we've got like tens of people listening to the show, right?
That one? Or are you singing The Hills Are Alive?
The Hills Are Alive.
Nice.
I don't know.
I think it's Lord. Okay.
Hills are alive with the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears.
Absolutely wonderful. Wow. You know, I actually wanted to jump in and sing along. Well, we have one more person who wants to sing.
Oh, yeah.
You sure? We got a little bit of time left. You can take it away. I wanted to jump in on all these songs, but that my singing makes dogs' ears bleed. So I'm not going to do that. So go for it.
Yeah, it goes to E.
I'm telling you, if you're listening to all of this, anyone out there listening, this is just a small taste of what you're going to get at the end of April. What's those dates again, Lauren?
The 21st at 2, and then the 25th through the 28th.
Excellent. And where do they get tickets?
LZ95.org/fee.
All right, take it away. Take it away.
I am 16, going on 17. I know that I'm naive. Fellows I meet may tell me I'm sweet, and willingly I believe. I am 16, going on 17, innocent as a rose. Bachelor dandies, drinkers of brandies, what do I know of those?
Again, thank you so much. It looks like our time has come to an end. I want to thank you all so very much. This hour has gone by so quickly. This is probably going to rate as one of my favorite shows. So thank you all so very much. I want you to really grab it quick. Just yell out your name, what part you play or what you do. Just from where you're at, just yell it out loud. We'll start over here.
I'm Joey Richards, I play Rolf.
I'm Kyla DePee, and I'm the costume captain.
I'm Kate Kohani, and I'm on tech.
I'm Aria Patel, and I'm also on tech.
I'm Kira Kina, and I play Maria.
I'm Anna Roscoe, and I play Liesl.
I'm Matthew Angelaccio, and I play the captain.
And I'm Lauren Givens, I'm the house manager, and on the PR team.